This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. In Iraq, the electoral process just doesn't seem to end. Secular candidate Iyad Alawi, Iraq's former prime minister, won the most seats in his country's election. Now he faces another challenge, a move to disqualify members of his winning slate. As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad, it could put Alawi's victory in jeopardy.
Alawi's electoral slate won by a slim two-seat margin. That should mean he gets the first try at forming a government. But this week, a committee of the outgoing parliament announced that four members of Alawi's coalition are linked to Saddam Hussein's outlawed Ba'ath party. One of the names was Mohammed Othman from Diyala province, northeast of Baghdad. It's a political elimination, Othman said during a telephone interview. He's gone into hiding, and he changed his appearance, putting on a traditional Arab headdress before traveling to Baghdad this week. Othman says he was never a member of the Ba'ath party, and the arrest warrant against him is false. I'm not guilty. I was head of my district in Diyala for 4 years. Why didn't they come arrest me then, Othman wants to know. In Baghdad, he tried to protest the ruling by the de-Ba'athification Committee. The group was originally appointed by the U.S. and run by the controversial Iraqi dissident Ahmed Chalabi. Just before the elections, the committee disqualified over 500 candidates, nearly derailing the vote. At a news conference this week, the committee was back at work, announcing that six of the winning candidates are Ba'athists. That includes the four members from Alawi's slate and are enough to erase his slim margin of victory. Ali Alami, now the director of the committee, said the candidates were only allowed to run in the first place because of the United Nations and American pressure. We won't allow any foreign power to interfere, including the American embassy, said Lami. But many Iraqi lawmakers charge that the committee has been used against Chalabi's political rivals and never presents the evidence against the accused. As for blaming the U.S., Ambassador to Iraq Chris Hill responded.
We understand the provisions for de-Ba'athification that are in the law, that are in the Constitution. But what needs to happen is there needs to be a transparent, open process. So, people can blame the United States as much as they want, but they really need to take this matter to the Iraqi courts.
Iraqi courts have sided with the de-Ba'athification Committee in the past, as has sitting Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who has already vowed to overturn the result by any legal means. The next question is what happens to the votes earned by people like Mohammed Othman. I got 9,700 votes. Do you think those people will be happy if I'm eliminated? Asks Othman. He stopped short of predicting violence, but that may not last. The committee wants to simply throw out the votes and not permit Alawi's coalition to substitute new names for the disqualified candidates. An Iraqi court will rule soon, and Iraq may get a whole new list of election results. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.